I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, there might be a lot of ghosts in town this weekend for the big Halloween celebration, because Halloween is next week. And you know, as I've said, not everybody can go out Halloween night because it's a school night for many. But this weekend's going to be a big celebration. But with the Taylor Swift concert in town, this weekend's going to be anything but a ghost town. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Just a lot going on again. Nothing unusual there. This show has been busier than it's ever been. And my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air, is busier than it's ever been in terms of people reach. That's growing. And also just in terms of reaction, the way people respond to the blogs and videos that I post. And the comments, I mean, some of the comments, the numbers of comments are really very, very, very high now. So that's really, that's cool. I mean, if I were Trump, I'd say, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. I mean, nobody's ever seen anything like this ever before. Anyway, I wrote a blog. It is on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Also posted on the WWL.com website. Why are Trump's pants on fire? And it's the latest lie. Donald Trump was on Fox News Channel, and this was part of the barbershop series. There's really been very, very interesting. Trump was asked by the parent of a five-year-old what he plans to do about failing schools in areas like the Bronx in New York. And he acknowledged that schools are failing, and he answered by saying that he was going to stop schools from doing gender-affirming surgeries. And he said, you know, without parental consent, your boy leaves for school and comes back a girl. And this idea that schools are doing this without parental consent is scaring people. It's making people think that schools are actually doing this. None of this is true. It's not happening. And then there's the litter box thing about, you know, students identifying with animals and cats, and so they put litter boxes in the bathroom. That was a big myth. It didn't happen. So again, we're just talking about the lies. But you can comment on that. I'll get to more of your comments a little bit later on the SOTA Facebook page. All right, let's get the results of the Tuesday text off. The song was Season of the Witch. And the song was done originally by Donovan in 1966. The song B, the other version, the cover, was Joan Jett. And I believe this appeared in the HBO series True Blood. I think it also appeared in a Netflix series. But Song B was the loser. I love the Joan Jett version, but I actually remember early in my career playing the Donovan version when I was doing music radio years ago. So here is the winner, Song A, Donovan, Season of the Witch, done in 1966. I mean, some people might think this relates to Kamala Harris running for president. All right, we have a lot to get to this hour. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls, and also we're going to get to more of your text messages coming up. Man, last night, did you watch the Monday Night Football game? I mean, if you're a Saints fan, you had to rejoice. The Bucks, Baker Mayfield, and the Tampa Bay Bucks have looked so awesome this year, especially against the Saints. They were ravaged. They were just tossed around like a ragamuffin last night by the Baltimore Ravens, went into Tampa Bay and kicked the Bucks' ass. A lot of injuries, though. And boy, that last injury, I think it was Chris Galloway was a receiver who was injured, the Tampa Bay Bucks receiver. You know, they did not show the replay on the broadcast because it was so graphic. And all I could see after the injury was that his left leg was just totally limber. And obviously it was a broken leg because he was kind of dragging himself forward and the left leg was just kind of limp being dragged along. And it was just so hard to watch that. But yeah, a lot of injuries. So, you know, I don't want anybody to ever be injured, but you know, the Saints have had injuries and now the Tampa Bay Bucks are not what they used to be because of the injuries that they sustained. And I'm not sure how long some of these people are going to be out. I'm sure they'll be talking about this on Sports Talk coming up with Bobby, Mike, and Steve. And over the weekend, the Seahawks went into Atlanta and kicked the Falcons' ass. So the Bucs and the Falcons are now 4-3. The Saints are 2-5. And I'm telling you, I don't think we're finished. I don't think it's over yet. And Sunday, we travel to L.A. to take on the Chargers. I think it's a game we can win. Let's hope we do. In the first 3 days of early voting in the state, over 260,000 people have voted compared to 236,000 in 2020, and there's been an increase in first-time voters. Also, after appearing at the McDonald's in Pennsylvania, Donald Trump is selling MAGA Donald shirts. I mean, Donald Trump is the ultimate marketer. And he's got more merchandise out, so now there are MAGA Donald shirts if you want to get one of those. McDonald's is now trying to distance itself from Trump, saying they do not endorse candidates. Well, then why have Trump there? You know, I find this interesting. You know, you don't want to endorse candidates, so why have him there? As I said yesterday, I think it was a successful bit because voters don't really pay that much attention to the content. They pay more attention to what they see. And they see Donald Trump, you know, working a minimum wage job. And I think the visual of that is positive for Donald Trump. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we're talking about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Let's go to Charlie in Lafayette. Charlie, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I have for you a while. But anyway, I'm listening to what you say. And about first of the gender-affirming surgery, Anthony Ampart, all these people either stupid or they're liars, and I don't think she's stupid. But here's the deal. Yeah, a gender-affirming surgery, you don't go into school and go out one day. You don't have an operation. You have recovery and all that. You have to think common sense-wise. You don't come in and about 8 hours later you're out of a hospital when you do something like that, okay? So that's a lie. You know, your caller you had last hour about men playing women's sports, it's very rare, and it's not done in the state of Louisiana. I've been officiating high school football, part of the LHSA, for 41 years. It takes two-thirds of them to change any rule, and none of them are going to do that. So that's another thing. All these politicians that passed that law, they didn't do anything special. They just got, you know, they were able to grandstand, you know. Thirdly, Tim Walz about the tampons in the bathroom.
Yeah.
They never put tampons in the bathroom, and as part of the bill, someone slipped it in there. He signed it, you know, whatever. But they didn't. That's not there promoting that. Okay. The other thing is, you know, when you're talking about the FEMA stuff, it put a lot of people at risk. Really being harmed on that's a lie. I mean, you know, there's so many things. The thing is, this is a microcosm how Trump would rule without any guardrails. He's not going to have the same people who had guardrails on him the last time. And he, like I said, not, you know, re-election. I don't know if he really wants to win. I don't know what it is, but I think the man psychologically has lost it. And Kamala can be controlled by a Republican Senate. Trump, I think that the country is going to survive, you know, whether it is Trump. But the Republican Party won't survive 4 more years of Donald Trump. They will throw them out for a generation after the crappy pull because no one had the balls to stand up to it. So,
you know, I find that interesting. I find it interesting that collectively the mainstream Republicans were really weak, and they lost it. There were too many of them who were afraid to stand up to Donald Trump and say what they really thought, because there are a lot of high ranking Republicans who are publicly for Donald Trump, but they don't really like him. I mean, you hear what's being said, you know, behind closed doors, and there are a lot of Republicans who are supporting Donald Trump who really don't like him, and they think he's kind of dangerous.
And Mike Johnson looks this Mr. Fake Christian, you know, whatever, nationalist. He looks like a creepy person if you look at him. You know, he looks weird. You know, I'm just telling you, this is what it's become, and in my area, we send Clay Higgins to Congress. It's embarrassing. You know, And then we, you know, you got Ken Patkin in Texas that is trying to get into people's personal records, women, if they went to another state to get an abortion. That's Joseph Mengele and Joseph Goebbels and all that other stuff is what they have become. And until they cleanse that, they're going to, you know, they're going to lose because they're in their own little world and their own little bubble. You know, so. I don't want to take anyone else's time, but I'll let you comment on what I've said, and I appreciate you giving me the time.
Scoot. All right, Charlie, I'm glad you're listening in Lafayette. Thanks for calling. And, I appreciate those of you who are listening really throughout this area and really throughout the country. I appreciate you tuning in. And, you know, you can always tune into the show through the Audacy app, AUDACY, download it. And you can rewind it and listen to the whole show, an hour of the show, or special highlights. And Ian's pumping those onto the show, onto the Audacy app during our show. So just download the Audacy app or tell your smart speaker to play WWL, and you go to the Audacy app and follow Scoot, and you will always have us around. You know, Charlie brings up interesting points, and it's there's so much hypocrisy that it's overwhelming. I mean, the hypocrisy really in this country is absolutely overwhelming. And one side says things about the other side that they used to say, that people used to attack people for saying the same thing about them. I just wish Americans would be a little better at not being hypocritical. But I don't know if they have the ability, if collectively as a country, we have become just nothing but hypocrites. And you know, we'll see who wins. We'll see who wins. And whoever wins, I believe we're going to survive this and we'll go on. All right. When we come back, Kamala Harris faces more allegations of plagiarism after a new book bombshell. And CNN chief media analyst Brian Stelter is being bashed on social media for claiming that the Donald Trump event at McDonald's was carefully staged. People were bashing him for saying that. Are you kidding me? Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. Some people just love to complain. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And also, there are people who can afford more expensive cars, but they're buying lower-priced cars. And this seems to be a phenomenon that is gaining popularity, which is really kind of cool. You know, I just got a new car, and I was looking at another car that was a lot more expensive, and I could have afforded a more expensive car, but I got the car that I got because I just loved the car, and it was less expensive. I like that part of it, but I just love the car. So I don't know if we're going to get into it this afternoon, but I love talking about the cars that you love. It's not always the case, but quite often cars are an extension of our personalities. In some ways, a car says something about who you are. Now, for those of you who are just doing the best you can and you're driving what you're driving because you need to, I get that too. And I've been in that position many times in my life. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. This is WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us Tuesday afternoon. So Kamala Harris faces more allegations of plagiarism. I'll get to that in just a moment. Let's go to James on the North Shore. Hey, James, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
All right, Scoot, thank you, man. I have a couple of things I want to go over today. First of all, I'd like to talk about how I believe, and it feels like Elon Musk and some of Trump supporters are trying to GameStop the election. Just like how when they all got together and made the price of GameStop go up because you had a lot of incels and really just, you know, people who thought it was a joke. And right now what you got, like I said before, like it sound like Adam and Mike earlier, part of the FU vote out there who just wants to put a finger to mainstream and woke America, however they want to see it. But there's a good chance if Trump wins, what wins him this election is the FU vote and them trying to GameStop this election, Which, to me, that's almost like, I mean, it's stealing, but it's just such a corrupt way of doing it. I mean, that don't feel like really winning an election. And it's the weirdest mix. You got law enforcement with government officials. You got what seems like meth heads and others just all together behind this crazy, a wild man. You know, it's insane. But then we can look over at the Democrats. Look, back in when Obama got in office, promised us health care, delivered it. Biden promised us infrastructure, got it delivered. Harris is promising to have 50K for, I don't believe it'd be 50K, but somewhere up there for small businesses, 25 for first-time homeowners. And I think really the most important, it would help a lot of these people who are FU voters, are that you would be able to get money to support your elderly family members. I mean, those are things that will help these individuals who are so pissed off. These are things that would make them not pissed off. You wouldn't be pissed if you had, you know, money to open your own business. If you had money to take care of your mom, who's probably sick right now, or your father. You know, and then the things like with Harris, she has to be perfect on point every time. Can't do anything wrong. I believe they were wrong about Biden. I believe Biden has. I believe it was when Hunter got convicted, is when Biden started going down. I think that just really rattled Biden because he seemed okay at that conviction. That really seemed to have shut Biden. And I think they should have been honest with the voters that Biden is not all the way there. And I think another thing that the voters would like to hear is who they're going to replace. Like the Secretary of State, Blinken. I never was for Blinken. I think he's horrible at what he does, man. He don't talk right with these people. When he first met China, he met them with an attitude, and they met him right back with an attitude. And then my AUKUS, God, that dude just makes me pull my hair out, man. I think she needs to go ahead and say who she would replace these guys with. She has a deep bench. There is a deep bench. You got Shapiro. You got Bashir. You got Newsom out in California. You got Warnock. You got Pete Buttigieg. He is great at explaining things. I mean, there's so many pluses they have, but they're not talking about the pluses. And they need to sit down and talk to the FU voters and let them know that there are things here for you. What does Trump have for you? There's agents of chaos. I'm sorry to run on like that, Scoot.
I'm sorry, James. I like the description of the FU voters because there are a lot of them out there. But, you know, you need to remember that Kamala Harris or any politician, they can make it seem so easy that they're going to do these things for you. But talking about what she's going to give people is a far stretch from actually giving it to them. I mean, we need to remember that. These are shallow promises.
Obama promised health care.
Well, he did. I'm not saying they deliver sometimes.
Infrastructure, and we got all right, but they did. They did. We seen they delivered. They delivered health care. They delivered infrastructure. So why can't she deliver?
Well, I mean, I guess she can.
I still think as
voters, we need to be skeptical and not be so sure to believe that they're going to do it because it takes Congress to do it too. They can't do it alone.
Congress passed health care. Congress passed the infrastructure bill.
Okay, well, we don't know what...
What are we missing here?
We don't know what Congress is going to look like. I still think we need to be wary of promises.
Good thinking, man. Have a good one.
All right, James. All right, I'm glad you called. I mean, I'm sorry about this honesty here, but I think we need to be skeptical of promises. Kamala Harris wanting to give people these things, it sounds great. It's going to get some votes, but... It's going to take an effort to get there. And in many cases, it's going to take Congress to do it. And we don't know how that's going to play out. I'm not saying that you can believe in her and you can believe in the promises. But just remember, it's easy to promise things and there's no guarantee you're going to get things. But sometimes they actually do deliver. So Kamala Harris is hit with a new plagiarism charge. She allegedly took the text verbatim from a former colleague for using her content in written testimony, congressional testimony that she gave in 2007. Now, this is from analysis by the Washington Free Beacon. I don't know a lot about them, but I'm giving the source here. This is their analysis. She had another plagiarism scandal. She was accused of copying word for word several blocks of text from her book Smart on Crime, published in 2009. So, look, this is a bad thing. You know, when you copy things, it's bad. Joe Biden, in his first presidential campaign in 1987, his whole campaign was disrupted because of plagiarism accusations. He appeared to copy a story from the British Labor Union from a politician in the British Labor Union, and he was accused of also plagiarism in law school. And that totally, you know, wiped him off the map in 87. So plagiarism is not a good thing. Now, when it comes to this testimony, it is possible that this district attorney and Kamala Harris went to the same source, and they both essentially copied the same source. So maybe she didn't copy this guy in particular. Maybe they both got information from the same source. But, you know, anyway, that's something that will play out. And if she did that, it is worth noting. And, you know, people need to be honest. I guess it's better if you're like Donald Trump and you just don't ever write anything. Because I don't know that Donald Trump is writing very much. People write things for him, but I don't know how much he actually writes. But anyway, I mean, it's you know, plagiarism is a very serious charge. And if Kamala Harris did these things, then she needs to explain it and be held accountable. All right. This is Ariana Grande. And Ariana Grande did something that almost makes her worthy of being banned from our show. She was at a meet and greet at Knox Scary Farm for Halloween. And Ariana Grande asked Elvira for 20 tickets for her guests. And Elvira gave her the 20 tickets. And she was taking pictures in the end. And Ariana Grande refused to take a picture with Elvira after Elvira got her all these tickets for her and her friends to go to this event, to see her on stage. And then during the meet and greet, she wouldn't take a picture with Elvira. I think that was wrong. Now, Ariana Grande said, well, I don't do that. I mean, I get it if artists have their policies when it comes to autographs or selfies or pictures and things like that. But I don't know, man, in a case like that, I mean, I don't think there's any harm in that. And she gets you the tickets, and Elvira's, you know, very upset by the whole thing. So I just wanted to reveal the truth there about Ariana Grande dissing the mistress of darkness, the mistress of Halloween, Elvira. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. You know, in my attempt to be fair, I saw this headline, Kamala Harris faces more allegations of plagiarism after book bombshell, but Ian did a quick search, and the Washington Free Beacon is essentially a conservative rag. So this is their interpretation. So it's the interpretation of a conservative rag. And other plagiarism experts looked at this, and they could not determine that it was actual plagiarism. So, you know, if it's a legit story, we'll hear more about it. If not, just know that that information comes from a conservative rag, so we won't continue to talk about it. Let's go to Michael in Metairie. Michael, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How's it going?
Good.
Good. You are a lucky man to have a brilliant guy like Ian as your producer.
Well, I know that. I mean, Ian was my producer by choice.
Oh, well, that's good. You made a good decision. But anyway, I just got through reading a great new book by Dr. Anthony Fauci, The Brilliant Physician Who Solved the AIDS Crisis. He details in that book the inner workings of Donald Trump and his White House during COVID. It was all incompetency and just complete chaos. But
what's the title of the book?
His word for it. Sorry?
What's the title of the book?
I think it's One and Only. Something, just ask for Fauci, Anthony Fauci, author.
Oh, that's Fauci. Okay, Fauci. All right.
Okay, anyway, don't even take his word for it. What you need to do is take the word of Dr. Deborah Birx, Trump's favorite doctor, who loved him, his great apologist. What she said after he left the White House, that it was his failure to listen to the doctors, Donald Trump's, thinking he was smarter than a doctor, saying that COVID was a Democratic hoax, just like climate change. And he said all of these things. And because of that, he was 4 months late to the party. And that's why America led the world in most deaths from COVID. And guess what? That makes him a mass murderer. He could have done it, but Dr. Burke said the reason he didn't do it is he didn't want to harm his chances for election. That is a beautiful person.
Yeah, I remember that. We talked about that. You know, in a case like that, Michael, I think it's hard to convict somebody as being a mass murderer under those circumstances based on a decision. It's kind of, you know, indirectly killing people or being indirectly responsible for their death. But I clearly understand the point you're making. But, you know, yeah, Donald Trump did not. We talked about this. He did not want to risk his chances of being reelected and did not want to make it seem like COVID was a big deal. So he sort of suppressed a lot of information. From Mandeville, JW, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Oh, he's gone? Okay. All right. CNN's chief media analyst, Brian Stelter, has been just bashed on social media because he said that Trump's appearance at the McDonald's was carefully staged. Well, it was. People are talking about, well, gee, the Secret Service would have to do that because, you know, the guy almost got shot. Well, he got shot once and he almost got shot another time because of the assassination attempts. So what people are doing here is they're criticizing somebody that is much more liberal than conservative. I mean, I don't, you know, I have watched Brian Stelter and I have heard what he says about a lot of things. He analyzes the media. I don't know if he's that liberal, but that's not the point. The point is that he was just condemned for even mentioning that it was staged. And we talked about this yesterday. Of course it was staged. But yet people want to denounce that by criticizing him for saying it was staged, saying that, well, it obviously has to be staged. Well, whatever. You're basically saying it was staged too. But people... There are some people who are just looking for reasons to bash people. And I guess it makes them feel better about themselves. But this business about, you know, criticizing people for being honest about something is really a very, very negative trend in America. And Kamala Harris is concerned that some of the skits and jokes about Donald Trump are distracting from the brutally serious consequences of him retaking the White House. And I don't know if the skits are changing anybody's mind, but, you know, Donald Trump, you know, delivers material that's easy to make a skit out of on Saturday Night Live, for example, or it's easy to joke about Donald Trump. I mean, nobody prompted him to do this, but Donald Trump talked about that he's in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, the home of golfing great Arnold Palmer, and talked about how Arnold Palmer has a big, you know, a big wiener. I mean, first of all, who cares? Secondly, why even mention that unless you yourself are infatuated with it? And Donald Trump must be infatuated with that. Said that all the other golfers would be in the shower with him and they would come out and go, wow, wow, did you see that? And again, as I mentioned yesterday, who the hell's looking? You know, I mean, I'm looking at guys in the eye. If I'm in a situation like that, and it's been years since I've been in that situation, but, you know, there was a time when we've all been in locker rooms and shower situations where we've been with other people, and we've been naked or, you know, briefly naked around them, and I don't know who's, you know, staring it all down, but, you know, Donald Trump just says things, and then when he says crazy things like about the pets and says things about the litter boxes and says things about schools, you know, your kid goes to school, a boy, and then you get your kid back and your kid is turned into a girl because the school has ordered gender-affirming surgery without parental consent. You know, I mean, this stuff just lends itself to comedy because it is just so bizarre. But I'm not really sure that that is going to change the outcome of the election. But we do have to, as much fun as we have with some of this stuff, we do have to pay attention to the serious stuff. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1966, the Supremes became the first girl band with a number one album in America when the Supremes of Go-Go knocked the Beatles' Revolver out of the top spot and went to number one on this day in 66. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, Donald Trump says that his favorite farm animal is a cow. He says they're so cute, they're so beautiful, and they taste so good. Oh, I added that last part in. Anyway, he says that if Kamala Harris becomes president, because she's a radical left lunatic, there will be no more cows in America. So he says that if she wins, she's going to get rid of all the cows. Ridiculous. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer of our show, Ian Hoke, our market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, traffic with Joe Cardosi. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show, even if we don't agree on everything. Thanks for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.